This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Tonal rescue teams from India and China mobilized in flood-affected areas. Death toll from flash flood reaches 616. Lack of body storage facilities poses challenge as bodies begin to decompose. Growing upstream lake raises risk of another sudden flood in Bhotikosi River. Authorities urge people to stay away from riverbanks amid flood risk. And U.S. reaches deal with Venezuela to control over 65 billion barrels of oil reserves. Now the news in detail. The tonal rescue teams from neighboring India and China have been mobilized under the coordination of the Nepal government to rescue people trapped inside tunnels at power generation facilities in Roswea and Nuwakot following the Bhotikosi River flood. Although the Nepali Army has been continuing search and rescue operations using its own resources and equipment, Nepal has sought assistance from India and China for rescuing people trapped inside block tunnels, conducting DNA tests to identify the deceased, and managing the mortuaries. Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesperson Lok Bahadur Podel Chetri told Radio Nepal that assistance is also being received from India, China and other countries, as well as various international donor agencies and organizations for the rescue, relief and rehabilitation of people affected by the Bhotikosi flood. According to the Ministry of Finance, India has so far provided 57.5 tons of humanitarian aid and medicine in three phases. China has also pledged to provide 30 belly braces and airtight bags for the management of up to 2,000 bodies. Meanwhile, according to the Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesperson, more than 120 foreign nationals from different countries who were caught in the Bhotikosi flood have already been rescued. However, around 500 foreign nationals are still reported missing. The death toll from the flash flood in Roswea and surrounding districts has reached 616. Nepal Police spokesperson Abhinarayan Kaple said rescue and search operations are continuing in coordination with concerned government agencies and local residents. He added that efforts are also underway to clear road blockages and restore regular traffic in the affected areas. The management of bodies of those who died in the floods has become increasingly challenging, according to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority. Bodies recovered from the flood are being taken to various hospitals, and the process is continuing. However, hospitals and temporary holding centers are struggling to accommodate the growing number of bodies, while some of those already being stored have begun to decompose. The challenge has become particularly serious in Chitwan, where 233 bodies recovered from the Narayani and Trisuli rivers have been brought for management. Only four of those bodies have so far been identified. The remaining 229 bodies are being kept at holding centers and various health institutions. Chief District Officer Grace Ariel said the bodies have started to decompose because of the prolonged storage. Some have deteriorated to a point where identification is no longer possible. Health experts have warned that keeping decomposing bodies for a prolonged period under existing arrangements could increase the risk of infection and disease outbreak. Faced with the lack of adequate storage facilities, the Chitwan District Security Committee has decided to bury the unidentified bodies. The administration said the bodies will be managed in a dignified, safe and lawful manner, in line with the government directive on managing unidentified and abandoned bodies. DNA samples of all the bodies will be collected and recorded using identification codes before burial. This is intended to help identify the victims and facilitate the handover of remains to their families later. The bodies will be managed at an open area in Devghat or Bharatpur Metropolitan City, Vaughan. From today, the Chitwan District Administration Office has urged families and other concerned parties to cooperate with the authorities, saying the decision was taken under extraordinary circumstances and because of the difficulties in safely storing such a large number of bodies. Meanwhile, the Flood Forecasting Division has warned that the risk of flooding continues in the Bhutiko Sea area of Roswa. Although water levels in the Bhutiko Sea and Trisul rivers are currently normal, there is a risk of sudden flooding if lakes formed by blocked rivers and the upper areas burst. The division has urged people to stay away from riverbanks and pay close attention to early warning information. Flood expert Binod Parajuli said the lake formed by a blocked river at the flood site is growing in size, increasing the risk of a possible outburst. He said preliminary analysis of information received from the Chinese government and satellite images indicates that the lake is continuing to expand. Parajuli warned that if the lake bursts, rocks, soil and debris could be swept downstream with the water, causing sudden flooding in lower areas. He said the flow of the Bhutiko Sea and Trisul rivers is currently below alert levels following the flash flood. However, authorities have urged people in downstream areas to remain highly alert. Likewise, the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has warned a possible rainfall in areas affected by the Bhutiko Sea flash flood. Meteorologist Hari Prasad Dahal said most places in the flooded areas of Roswa are likely to receive moderate rainfall today. He said heavy rain could occur in one or two places, which may affect ongoing search and rescue operations. He urged authorities and rescue teams to remain cautious. The European Union has announced an immediate humanitarian assistance package of €2 million to support search, rescue and relief operations for victims of the devastating flash floods in Nepal. According to the EU delegation to Nepal, the emergency funding will address urgent needs, including food, healthcare, clean water, sanitation and emergency shelter. The new assistance comes in addition to nearly €3 million allocated earlier this year to strengthen disaster preparedness in Nepal. The EU has also activated its Copernicus satellite service to produce high-resolution maps of the affected areas and deployed its rapid response coordinator for Asia to help oversee aid delivery. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen reaffirmed Europe's solidarity with the people of Nepal, saying the funding is aimed at delivering vital assistance to communities hardest hit by the floods. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The United States has reached a deal with Venezuela to control more than 65 billion barrels of the country's proven oil reserves. U.S. President Donald Trump announced the agreement. According to the BBC, Trump described the deal as a historic transaction, saying it would more than double U.S. oil reserves, increase oil supplies and help lower gasoline prices for Americans. Venezuela's interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, welcomed the agreement, saying it would help revive the country's economy. Trump had vowed to tap Venezuela's oil reserves, the world's largest, after the United States captured then-president Nicolas Maduro earlier this year. The agreement comes as Trump faces pressure to bring down domestic gasoline prices, which have risen amid the conflict involving Iran. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio described the deal as a major victory for both the American and Venezuelan people. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country. There is a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at many places in the mountainous and hilly areas of the country. There is a possibility of moderate rain with thunder and lightning at many places in the Tarai areas of Bagmati, Gundaki, Lumbini and Sudarpasim provinces, and at some places in Madhya province and the Tarai areas of Koshi province. There is a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the mountainous and hilly areas of Koshi, Bagmati and Gundaki provinces, the hilly areas of Karnali province, and the hilly and Tarai areas of Lumbini and Sudarpasim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Tonal rescue teams from India and China mobilized in flood-affected areas. Death toll from flash flood reaches 616. Lack of body storage facilities poses rather challenge as bodies begin to decompose. Growing upstream lake raises risk of another sudden flood in Bhotikosi River. Authorities urge people to stay away from river banks amid flood risk. And U.S. reaches deal with Venezuela to control over 65 billion barrels of oil reserves. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.